Deva, welcome to the Southern Golden Pearl of 2014. 2014 is urging all of us to wake up and go to the next level of our purpose and passion. Are you feeling it? Welcome. It's a beautiful day in Michigan. I hope it's a beautiful day where you are. And I'm trusting that you are all in the right place.
My name is Gail Fitzgerald, for those of you who don't know me. I'm a master numerologist, medical intuitive, and celestial conduit. I facilitate breakthroughs in people's relationships, calling, well-being, and business, and the exhilaration of one's ultimate life. My conscious metaphysical journey in this lifetime started when I was just 13 years old. I was in a mall with my mom, and I went to the bookstore to get a book on astrology. I had been interested in astrology, seeing it in a teen magazine, and I noticed a numerology book. And I didn't know why, but I was mysteriously drawn to the book, so I picked it up and purchased it, and from that day on, I have been utterly fascinated and absorbed with the science of numerology. Numerology is the science of vibration, and I look at it as an amazing tool to unleash your innermost potential and make the most of every moment. It really helped me in my teenage years understand people, understand how people had their own talents, their own personality. It helped me to get through a troubled childhood. It helped me to understand my friends better. It helped me to understand myself better, my gifts, my life purpose, my talents. My numbers told me that I was meant to be a leader. And so when I was in college in the fashion marketing program, I had learned that student leadership was really important to getting a really good job. So I decided, because my numbers told me that I had leadership ability, that I would pursue being a student leader. And so the numbers gave me confidence. I had no idea how to be a leader. I just knew my numbers told me that I could be one. So I followed that. I became the president of my departmental honor society, and I became the president of my departmental advisory committee. And I also became a graduate level teaching assistant in my student year. So the numbers were right. I was definitely meant to be a leader. I know I'm also meant to be a leader in new thought and helping to usher in the golden age on this planet, which is said to be, from many seers, the age of 1,000 years of peace. And right now, we're just in a time where there's so much change going on. And there's a lot of things that are up in the air. And there's changes going on because this new energy of peace is trying to prevail on the planet, and it will prevail. But in order for it to prevail, there needs to be lots of changes. And that's what's going on right now with the government and with the economy and with the world events And of course, with the weather is a big factor in bringing in these changes. I knew that when 2014, before 2014 happened, I knew looking at the numbers of 2014 has a lot of 16 energy in it. 14 plus 2 equals 16. And 16 is the vibration of spiritual awakening. And 14 is the vibration of change. And both vibrations are considered to be karmic numerology, numerologically. So what that means is that right now, we're going through a lot of collective karma, and that can be intense. We're going through collective karma and our own individual karma. And karma just means lessons. It's a spiritual lesson. So the universe is trying to wake us all up. 16 is the vibration of spiritual awakening. And we're all being woken up right now. We're being woken up to what's working in our lives and what's not working in our lives. What's working on the planet? What's not working on the planet? Mother Earth is really talking to us as a collective. We are being woken up to where we're not aligning with natural law to our own detriment. And that's why I love numerology, because it really is the science of vibration, and each vibration represents an aspect of natural and universal law. So as we align with it more, then it helps us to line up with the flow, the higher flow. And then it can help us to be in the right time, with the right people, and get the treasure, discover the treasure of every moment. And in ourselves, our strengths, our gifts, our life purpose, our karma, our weaknesses, also what we need to work on, and our destiny. So I see people's higher potential with numerology and also with my clairvoyant vision. And even though I could see when I started to do numerology in my early years of doing it, and I could see people's higher self and their potential and their life purpose, what they were meant to accomplish in their life, who they were meant to become, it didn't mean that they could always get there. I discovered that everybody has different blocks that keep them going closer and closer to that potential. And actually, when I was in college, I was involved in a head-on crash. And that was interesting because I was about to go to do a talk the next morning as the president of the Honor Society to do to welcome the new inaugurees. And the night before, I got in my car, and I usually always put my seatbelt on. And what happened was I just didn't put my seatbelt on. I was at a red light, and the light would not turn green. And so then I just heard from Spirit, the reason the light didn't turn green was because I didn't have my seatbelt on. So I put my seatbelt on, then the light turned green, so I started driving, and it was a kind of a dreary night, it was a dusky night, and the car in front of me pulled away, swerved off the road very fast, and then all of a sudden right in front of me was a truck, and I didn't have time to, there was a truck right in my lane going the wrong way, right towards me. I didn't have time to pull off to the side of the road, and that was the crash. So I was lucky to be alive. If I hadn't had the seatbelt on, I probably most certainly would not be here speaking with you all today. And it was interesting because that year, I was in a personal 16-year. And the universe at that time, that crash, was trying to wake me up because I was burning the candle at both ends. I was a full-time student, and I had a part-time practice with numerology, and I also had all those leadership positions that I was telling you about, and my boyfriend at the time wanted me to drive 2 hours every weekend each way to see him. And I was having a really difficult time saying no, and I, as I said, I was burning the candle at both ends. And this is not something you want to do in the 16 energy. So the universe had to slow me down. So this is why I'm talking about this, is because this year we can all be woken up. And we get the messages, we'll get the messages from the universe at first, lovingly and gently, and it's important to listen to them. Because if we get woken up in the 16 energy, which is in 2014, as I had explained, it's not always pleasant. And so that is one of the reasons that I was guided to do this talk, is to assist all of you to see in your heart what messages has the universe been giving you. Where do you need to wake up? Where do you need to wake up to your life purpose? What's not working for you anymore? What's working really well? Because seven wants to uplift you. So the more that you line up with your higher purpose, then things can just take care of themselves much more easy. It doesn't have to be a struggle. So if it is a struggle, you want to look and see, okay, what is this teaching me? This is not the year to push things. This is the year to have faith and trust. Because seven, it's a quiet vibration. It's quiet, and in the seven, in this 7 year, the more that you show up in your higher self, the more that you shine your brilliance or your expertise, then people will come to you. And you don't have to push anything. You can receive easier. So if you're feeling like you're struggling with something or pushing something, it's good to let it go, release it, at least for a while, and see what the lesson is. Pray for guidance. Is this the right thing to do? Or is this the right time? Are my belief systems around this making it more difficult? Because this is also the year where manifestation is very powerful. 14 is the vibration of manifestation. So what we think about this year, we can bring about a lot faster. But the crash that I was telling you about, that I was in college, that was a spiritual awakening for me. And in that crash and after that crash, it was actually alternative healing therapies that truly brought me back to life. And that started my 22-plus year involvement in the healing arts. So, like I said, with numerology, I can see people's potential or higher potential, and utilizing spiritual and energetic skills and gifts, my passion is to help unblock and unlock one's ultimate life potential. And following over 2 decades of intense meditation, selfless service, as well as thousands of hours of metaphysical practice, I was divinely crowned with the title Celestial Conduit. And what this means is that this name was given to me from the divine, and this means that my personal frequency is at the level where divine light and information from the celestial kingdom works through me on a regular basis. And this celestial current is highly powerful in healing, problem resolution, and triggering personal and professional quantum leaps. And I do work with individuals, relationships, pets, and businesses. So just from you all being on the call today, you are receiving some light that can be healing and transformational and can bring you blessings from the celestial kingdom. Just from you being on the call today, so that's a nice surprise and blessing for you all that you can use to help you move forward, to help you uplift, to help you rise your vibration to your next level of your purpose and passion. And the celestial kingdom is a divine collective of divine beings that represent different faiths. So for example, there are beings such as Lord Jesus, Kuan Yin, Archangel Michael, as a few examples. And you're in the right place today if you are in transition, because this year is the time where the old is no longer working like it used to, and foundations can be breaking down. And they're breaking down if they're no longer working, because 7 is the vibration of upliftment. And you're in the right place if you feel confused or you're struggling, you just feel this year is different, or you're afraid, you see all the changes that are happening in the world, and you just don't understand it, or if you just feel in your heart that call that there's something greater that you are meant to do, that you are meant to accomplish. There's a higher reason for you being here. And you're in the right place if your heart told you to be here. You just don't know why, but you were drawn to be here. Because like I said, there's a lot of energy coming through, and this will help you to shift to a higher level where you can more easily align with the blessings and grace and treasure of 2014. So today we're going to cover the 7 golden pearls of 2014. Why this year it is so important to shift and rise to your next level of purpose and passion and heed the higher messages that the universe has been giving to you. Why keeping the faith is crucial. Why now more than ever it is important to own your power, to manifest the desires of your heart, and to be aware of your thoughts and intentions. Why it is important to honor yourself and be true to you. Why you need to nourish your spirit, rest, meditate, pray, and center. Why it is so important to honor your feelings and constructively process your emotions. And why it is important to be open to receive in order to experience the spiritual and material abundance and support waiting for you. Today I'm going to give you whatever I can in the time we have together, and I'm going to share with you an opportunity of how you can take it further. So as I said, things are intense now. This is an intense year. Things are accelerating because in 2004, at the end of 2004, you may remember when we had that, there was a big tsunami that affected Sri Lanka and that part of the world. And before that, the collective consciousness, according to the divine will, had decided to move into the fifth dimension. And the fifth dimension represents a time period where basically, if you can align with it, it can represent heaven on earth. But this is also a time where we've gone into a whole new energy paradigm on earth. And like I said, this started at the end of 2004 and has been continually increasing since then. And we're in this year a lot of fifth dimensional energy because 14 reduces to a 5. So the change and the upheaval as well from the change that needs to come in to help to bring in more of the fifth dimensional energies, which at its best can be heaven on earth, where people are following their heart and following their passion, and they're playing their tune to contribute to the Universal Symphony Orchestra. But in order to get there as a planet and as individuals, then we're also in a period of purification. And it's a time where our old life is going out and our new life is coming in. And this year, because of the 14 energy, there's a lot of change. 14 reduces to a 5, and 5 is the vibration of progressive change. But it can also be the vibration of uncertainty, where things are up in the air and you don't know exactly what's going on and what's happening. So that's where it is important to stay positive, because 14 is the vibration of manifestation. And we can manifest much easier, as I had said. And I can't really repeat that enough, because the vibration of the planet is going up. And as the vibration of the planet goes up continually, and particularly picked up speed this year, that's one of the reasons for all of the weather disasters. The weather disasters are helping to clean and clear old energy, shift old energy to bring in the new. But this year we need to remember, in particular, that we need to be conscious. So that's why it's important to understand that we can manifest easier. So the first golden pearl of 2014 is to rise. This year, it's really important to go to your next level of your purpose and passion and listen to the higher messages that you feel the universe has been giving to you. So this is a time to listen to your heart and see what it is that you love to do. To look at your purpose and see how you can expand it. Where is your heart telling you that you need to shift so that you can bring in your next level of purpose and passion? Because as you honor that more, you will raise your vibration. And as you do that, that helps you to have more spiritual protection. Because as the old is going out on the planet and the new is coming in, there is some chaos. There is confusion. There is uncertainty. But if you stay aligned with your intuition, which is your connection to the divine from your heart, then you will be in the right place at the right time with the right people, and that will help to increase your spiritual protection. And following your heart is following God. And your purpose and your passion lives in your heart. So as you're following your purpose and passion, that's helping you to activate your heart and live in your heart and have that protection and have that peace that is available even though there can be chaos around, uncertainty around, craziness around. Because in the fifth dimension, the fifth dimension is considered to be the gateway to all the dimensions. And what that means is that, according to quantum physics, the past, present, and future are all happening at the same time. But they're happening in different dimensions. And so what that means is with the fifth dimension is now, our past lives are more accessible, our past is more accessible, and our future is more accessible. And it can be confusing because we're experiencing them in some way, in a subtle way usually, at the same time. So we have to go in our heart and rise above the chaos to listen to what it is our heart is telling us. Because 16, as I said, it is the vibration of spiritual awakening, and it is waking everyone up to a higher truth. But 16 is also the vibration of bliss. So as you follow your heart, you will follow your bliss, and you can ultimately be more happy and more peaceful. But to remember, if you don't wake up willingly this year by listening to the messages that the universe has been giving to you, like say, for example, you hear the same message from a friend, from a mentor, from a partner, and then you see the same thing on the internet. It just happened to be on a site that you saw. And you're getting that same message over and over, then it's important to take a look at that and see what that is trying to tell you. The second golden pearl of 2014 is to keep the faith. It's really crucial this year to keep the faith because things are, as I said, they're falling apart. The old is leaving, the old structures, the old paradigm. But your true security and your true source is God. And God is always there in every one of your cells. The omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent energy of the universe is there for you. It's just important to stay open, open to divine guidance, open to divine love. Not putting too much stock in the world, putting more faith in God. And that will help you get through the changes that are necessary to bring you to that next level of your purpose and passion, and to also bring the planet to a higher vibration. Because Mother Earth is suffering, and she's speaking to us that as a collective, we need to change our ways. And it's also telling us individually, too, where are we not lining up with natural law in our own life? So if things feel crazy, it's important to keep that faith. Because the third golden pearl of 2014 is manifestation. 14 is the vibration of manifestation. It's also the vibration of luck. So this can be a lucky year if we keep our vibration high. So even though there can be some craziness and things can be uncertain, because the manifestation energy is so powerful, it's important to own that power. So it's really good to do affirmations in the morning after you wake up, before you go to sleep. That's when the subconscious is most easily programmed, and throughout the day. So if you find yourself being negative, remember that this year your manifestation powers have increased, and you're being called to be more responsible and to own your power, your divine power, to manifest the desires of your heart. So it's important to be aware of your thoughts and intentions. And 2014 reduces to a 7. 7 is the vibration of awareness. So this is a great year to get more aware of who you are, and your deeper thoughts, and your deeper intentions, and your belief systems, and see how they're contributing to creating your reality. Because it is such a powerful time to manifest. So if things in your life are uncertain, you don't know exactly where you're going, then think about what you truly want, and write it down, do a vision board, dream about it, visualize it, make it real in your mind, make it real in your heart, feel it, and have faith that what is for the highest good will come about for you. 5 is the vibration of detachment. So this is not a time to be overly attached to desires. 14 is actually a karmic energy where we can get what we want, but it may not make us truly happy. So this year is also teaching us that while we can, you know, sometimes be like kids in a candy shop and we can have whatever candy we want, that could bring us down if we do that. We need to use discrimination. 7 is the vibration of discrimination. Okay, well, is eating this bonbon or this second bonbon or this cream puff over here, is that really for the highest good? Because 14 will give you what you want, but I always recommend that with the 14 energy and the 5 energy, 5 is the vibration of the 5 senses. So this year is a time where we can follow our senses, but the 7 energy is wanting us to own our divinity, to own who we truly are, to be the master of our senses. And 14 will test us. Are you going to be the master of your senses, or are you going to be the slave to your senses? Because if you're the slave to your senses, that's going to bring you down. And if you brought down in the 2014 energy, then that will be attracted back to you. You will not feel as honored. You will not feel as respected. And that will be how the universe will try to wake you up. So with the manifesting process, it's good to get in touch with what you really want. The trust that God knows what's best for you. And God will give you what you want for the highest good when the time is right. But because we have free will and choice, we need to surrender that. So I recommend getting clear about what you want and then surrendering it to God, saying, if this is truly for the highest good and how you want it to come to me, how it is for the highest good to come to me, because this year, if we're not careful, we can get what we want and then we can wish, oh my gosh, I wish I didn't get this. So it's that old saying, be careful what you wish for, you might get it. So you want to be careful with that this year. Own your power of manifesting, but do it with discrimination and with wisdom. And the 4th golden pearl of 2014 is to honor yourself. Because 7 is teaching you to remember that you yourself are divine. And this year is waking you up to the next level of your divinity. 7 is the vibration of truth. So this year, a lot of truth is coming out. A lot of truth about you, your family members, your friends, celebrities, government officials. Lots of things are being revealed this year. Because 7 exposes the truth. But it is really important to honor yourself this year and to remember that in truth, you yourself are divine. That's your highest truth. And 7 wants you to uplift yourself. Be true to yourself. Don't sell yourself short. Don't settle. Raise your standards. Look at where you're giving yourself away. Look at where you're giving your power away. This year, this is a time where if you're giving your power away, you're giving yourself away too much. Maybe you're in a relationship and you just are giving so much to your partner and your partner is not giving as much back to you. And you know in your heart you're giving too much. You know in your heart you're sacrificing too much. And if you sacrifice too much, that can bring you down. If your heart is telling you it's too much. Sometimes sacrifice is a really good thing. But if it is in the wrong direction, if you're giving yourself away, where you feel like you're being taken advantage of, where you feel like you're being used or even abused, then 7 is asking you, why are you doing that to yourself? You are also the divine. You come from the divine. Honor yourself. As you honor yourself this year, the gates of heaven will open and shower you with love and blessings out of the blue. Because then you're opening up to a new frequency of self-love and receiving. And you want to be careful this year because 16, karmically, is the vibration of betrayal. And so if you feel like you're giving yourself away too much, then that can get reflected back to you this year, that you're feeling betrayed. It could be to a client that you have, where you know you give so much to that client, and you know you're giving too much, and then you find out that that client was not happy with your work, and is talking bad about you. But you knew in your heart you were giving too much when you were doing it. So this year is just asking you to wake up, pull back a little bit, get yourself centered in your heart, poised, honor yourself, come from that honor. It could be that if you give yourself away too much in a relationship, to that partner that you feel like is not appreciating you, then the universe could reflect that back to you by that partner betraying you. This year, if you get betrayed, it's important to see, where did you betray your higher self first? And try to avoid that by right now, if you see clearly, seven is the vibration of clarity, if you see clearly where you're giving yourself away, make a decision and say to yourself, I choose to love myself. I choose to take back my power from this person, from this belief system, from this experience, whatever it is that you feel, it could be an experience from the past. And get that part of you back. So that part of you can align with you in moving to the next level of your purpose and passion. So you can shine your light and add it to the brilliance and the magnificence of the universe. So you yourself can help to usher in the golden age, the 1,000 years of peace. The fifth golden pearl of 2014 is to nourish your spirit. Seven is the vibration that is very spiritual. It's a very sacred energy. You've heard of seventh heaven, the seven colors of the rainbow, the seven main chakras. Seven's a very sacred energy. This can be a very sacred year, very uplifting, but you need to do your part. So take some time, if you can, every day to nourish your spirit. Rest, meditate, pray, center. It's important to rest this year a little more because you're doing a lot of work on the inner planes, a lot of processing, not on the physical level. The physical level, you need to rest so that you can do the spiritual processing and higher processing. Your body might be telling you, I'm more tired this year. I don't have the energy like I used to. Why? Well, you can look and see, because seven is the vibration of truth. And it's good for to get examinations, see how your health is doing, if you need any vitamins, to look at that. But it is a time where it's important to take more time to rest and connect with your spirit. In biblical symbology, on the seventh day, God rested. So this is a time for you to rest so that you can contemplate, soul search. See, okay, what is my next step? Where do I need to go? What's the next best thing for me to do? And your spirit guides and the divine can talk to you more. It's easier for you to hear God. I'm sure you've heard of the quote, in the sound of silence, the voice of God can be heard. So rest, quiet time is so important. And then when you hear that divine voice giving you guidance, it's important to take that guidance seriously, because that can be the missing key to the problem that you have to help to solve it, it can be the perfect move that you need to make in your business. It can be insight that can help your relationship to flourish. So don't underestimate rest, getting enough rest. As you do that, as you honor yourself more, making sure that you do get enough rest, your vibration can go up, and then it's easier for you to receive. And seven, as I was saying, is the vibration of truth and quiet time. So it's important to meditate. Do some meditation where you feel more calm, more peaceful, so that you can be in a space of calm and peace and radiate those vibrations, because that is what you'd be more likely to attract back this year, being such a strong energy of the law of attraction in play. And praying is really important this year, is to be really clear who your source is, not to get too afraid of what's going on in the world or what all the experts are saying, to pray, to nourish your spirit, to stay centered in your source, centered in your heart. When this expert is saying that, or this friend is saying that, or this family member is saying that, or even a part of you that's not from your heart is saying something to you, get in your center and get in your heart and feel what it is that's for your highest good to do. Because that will help you walk your path stronger, brighter, with more protection, more ease, and more grace. And that will help you float and rise above the lower vibrations. And as you do that, as your vibration is higher, it's much easier to attract what it is you need and want with less struggle and more grace. The sixth golden pearl of 2014 is to love your feelings. This year, since seven is such a deep vibration, and we're in the 14 energy, which reduces to a five, and this is an expansion of the fifth dimensional energy this year, which is the gateway to all the dimensions, which means that all the dimensions are coming up right now. So it can be a confusing time, because there's a lot of feelings that everybody has had that they've put under the rug over the years. And collectively, we've done the same. And now a lot of feelings are coming up for people. They may not understand, well, I never used to feel so angry, or I never used to feel so afraid, or that person is just not acting like himself anymore. Or the person that's in the business suit and is always calm and composed, is there he is behind the wheel, and he's gotten involved in getting angry at the other driver and has gone into what's called road rage. I mean, this year is a time where it's really important to honor our feelings and constructively process our emotions, because they're coming up, and I see emotions and feelings alive on the inner planes. They're actually alive, and when I see feelings, they're attached to different parts of ourselves, which are actually alive in the other dimensions. And so these feelings have wisdom to them. So it's important to, as your feelings come up, to have a constructive outlet for them, because 16 reduces to a 7. It's a very deep vibration. It brings things up to the surface. And if you don't have a good outlet for your emotions, this is the year where they can come out and you can regret it. Because 16 is the vibration of accidents and fires, and it can also be the vibration of disgrace, but it can also be the vibration of glory. If we rise to the challenge, if we rise to the next level of our purpose and passion, then we can get unexpected recognition or fame. But if we follow our lower impulses or lower emotions, then we can get the opposite if we're not honoring ourselves in a higher way. Then 16 can also be the vibration of a fall. And so it's important to honor your feelings this year, because so many feelings are coming up, and if we don't honor them constructively, then they can come out of the blue, and then we can regret that. We can regret it by all of a sudden all of our anger comes out with somebody that we've been really upset with, and we've been stuffing it, and all of a sudden it comes out of the blue, and then what happens? Well, you know, if you're working for somebody and your feelings come out like that just out of the blue unexpectedly, then that could jeopardize your job, or could jeopardize your relationship, or if you're upset and you're dealing with your child, you certainly wouldn't want it to come out on your child. This year, 7, it's asking us to go to a higher level of consciousness. So we have to be more careful, because 16 can be the vibration of accidents if we're not careful. It's asking us to be conscious. So if we're on the treadmill and we're getting angry, we want to be aware of where our feet are. Be really careful, or slow down, get off the treadmill. If we're chopping vegetables and we're getting angry, we want to put down the knife. Because this is a time where, you know, something unexpected can happen that could be a disaster. And we just really want to avoid that, if we can. But because all these feelings are coming up that we're not necessarily used to, it's good to get in touch with them. And how can we do that? Well, one thing we can do is we can just take out a journal, and we can start to write down how we feel. Because the feelings are alive, and they need to have an expression. Because emotions that are stuck block the creation, influence the creation of our reality, and they block our energy. So they can create obstacles in our life. So the blessing is that these feelings are coming up, and that's a good thing, because that means that they're no longer influencing us subconsciously. We're more conscious of them. So then we can work with them more consciously. And one way we can do that, like I said, is journaling. It's recommended that if you use your non-dominant hand, so if you're right-handed, you could use your left hand, and you could write in a journal how you're feeling. And it said that you can get in touch with your subconscious emotions that way. And you can go deeper and deeper with your feelings. Okay, well, why are you feeling this? And get to the bottom of it. What's really bothering you? Because all of your feelings have something to share with you. There is wisdom in your feelings. So this is not the time to keep putting them under the rug, so to speak, or keep trying to either eat that, you know, if you're feeling bad about something, this is not the time to deal with it every day through indulging in your favorite sweets. If the feeling won't go away, you can pacify it. But this is a time where if you don't honor your feelings, then it can manifest, it can come back to you. It's basically the analogy. It'd be like you're putting your feelings under the rug. Well, this is where you could trip over them, so to speak. But it is important to be careful so you can journal your feelings. And then, since this is also a time of manifestation, it's good to surrender your feelings after you've gotten in touch with them, surrender them, and surrender them to the divine, because we do have free will and choice. And then take some time and visualize what you really want, so that you don't manifest from those lower emotions that are coming up, but so that you can process your feelings, learn from them. What are those feelings telling you? What do they want to share with you? And this is also a time where, because seven really brings the deeper things up, we can get tested this year. This is a time where the seven human sins, so to speak, can kind of show up in our face over and over again until we get the lesson. The seven human sins being pride, attachment, anger, jealousy, greed, gluttony, sloth. Seven is asking you to go higher. But you can get tested this year. And as you go higher and as you don't operate from those emotions, then you will receive more grace, which is the seventh golden pearl of 2014. Seven is the vibration of grace. And it's important to be open to receive this grace so that we can experience the spiritual and the material abundance waiting for us. And one way you can help to open up to more grace is through gratitude. Focus on what you're grateful for. Focus on what you really want. Focus on what you're really grateful for. And then the universe will give you more and more in return. Think about if you have a child and you do a lot for the child and the child is not grateful in the least for anything, or a grown-up child in particular. Does that make you want to do more for that child? Do you feel joyful in doing more for that child? Or would you feel more joyful in doing for that child if that child was grateful to you? So that's how it is with the universe. The more we're grateful to God and grateful to our guides for the blessings that we have, the more we will receive. Gratitude opens up our heart chakra, which opens up our crown chakra, and then we can receive more grace. And so if we're feeling like we're struggling with something, it's important to surrender the struggle. Struggle is more man-made than God-made. So surrender the struggle consciously to allow that grace to flow. And if we're feeling like we're struggling with something, we can always ask the divine for help. And open up to receive that grace more. And as we line up more with what we're here to do, with our higher purpose, not only individually, but also collectively as a whole, as we line up more with the natural law and our own individual purpose that only you can accomplish in your own particular way, in your signature style, then the gates of heaven will open up and you will receive more grace. You may not know where it's going to come from, but if you know in your heart, you have to do something. And that's where you need to have the faith and the trust and keep affirming and trusting that it will all work out for the highest good and may even exceed your expectations. Because grace is not something that we can control. We just need to open up to it. As we open up more and more to new levels in our life, then we can truly have a magical and joyful experience.